Coming up next on Passion Struck.
Conflict arises deep within the solar plexus chakra, so connected with the stomach, with it, like there's a fiery energy there. It's the element of fire. And one can hold opinions and really believe in their opinion, and it's their identity, it's who they are. One comes into contact with someone else who holds a different opinion. It creates such a trigger. They feel like it's poking at them and who they are and what they believe, and you can physically feel it.
Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hey, Passion Struck fam. Welcome to episode 580. Whether you're a longtime listener or tuning in for the first time, I am thrilled you're here. You're now part of a global movement dedicated to living with intention, unlocking your full potential, and making what truly matters matter most. Now, let me ask you this. What if the reason so many of us feel disconnected isn't because we're lost, but because we've forgotten how much we matter? How do we reclaim a sense of purpose in a world that often leaves us feeling invisible? And how can we align our lives with the deeper truths that bring fulfillment, clarity, and lasting joy? That's exactly what we're diving into today with Natalie Namaste, a globally recognized intuitive healer, Reiki master teacher, and channeler who has worked with everyone from high-profile leaders to everyday seekers looking to reconnect with their true essence. Natalie's life took a profound turn at the age of 6 when she experienced a spiritual awakening that set her on a lifelong path of helping others remove energetic blocks, heal past traumas, and step into their highest potential. In today's episode, we explore why so many people feel unseen and how to rebuild a deep sense of belonging in your life and relationships. How tuning in to your inner guidance system can help you break free from inherited patterns and self-limiting beliefs. We discuss Natalie's approach to releasing emotional and energetic blocks that prevent you from living fully. And then we dive into how to integrate meditation, breathwork, and daily rituals to cultivate self-trust, peace, and purpose. If you've ever struggled with self-doubt, felt stuck in patterns that no longer serve you, or wondered how to create a life that truly aligns with who you are, this conversation is for you. Before we dive in, let's take a moment to reflect on last week's episodes. We had some incredible guests sharing insights that could change how you approach your life. On Tuesday, I sat down with Eddie Fishman, author of Choke Points, to discuss the hidden power of global supply chains and how economic warfare is reshaping the world around us. We broke down how control over critical infrastructure impacts global stability and why understanding these dynamics is crucial in today's interconnected world. And on Thursday, Dr. Sandra Matz joined me to explore the fascinating world of digital psychology, how the data we generate every day is being used to influence, predict, and even manipulate our behaviors in ways we don't always realize. We examine how personality insights are extracted from online behavior and what that means for personal privacy decision-making in the future of AI-driven influence. If you haven't checked those out, I highly recommend going back and giving them a listen after today's episode. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the show and sign up for my Live Intentionally newsletter at passionstruck.com for exclusive insights on living with purpose, clarity, and deep fulfillment. Now, let's get into it. Here's my conversation with Natalie Namaste. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Hey, Passion Struck family. I am so honored today to have Natalie Namaste with us. Welcome, Natalie.
Thank you. It is wonderful to be here.
One of the questions I love to open episodes with is this one. We all have moments that end up defining us. Some of us get those moments younger in age. Some of us get those older in age. You and I happen to share something in common. When we were both 5 or 6 years old, we both experienced something profound in our lives. And I was hoping you might talk about the profound spiritual experience that ended up shifting your consciousness.
Oh, yes. And when I share it, it's not only with the words, it's also an energy transmission. You may feel it. When I was about 5 or 6, I remember this really strongly, energetically, that I was in the back of my mom's car and I was looking out the window at all the things, the schools, the people, the trees, the houses, life on earth. And I had this question come into my mind. If there wasn't all of this, if there isn't all of this, what is there? And this incredible feeling, like it was dark and felt light at the same time. I felt like the warmest embrace, love. And I feel like it's that feeling that's driven me or inspired me my whole life to explore beyond the physical, to deeply experience and understand the dimensions, the energies, God, source, truth that is holding the mental structure, the beautiful mind which in we are creating this reality. And so from that age and that profound, deep, like energetic experience, throughout my life, I have been channeling light and so much light. I remember when I was younger saying to my mom, this is so strong. And I just knew that it's healing. I knew that if I sent it in a direction or with the intention for it to touch other people and help other people, that it can and it does. And I knew also at a very young age that I'm here on earth to help, to guide or inspire or show direction to people so that they can find and remember the light that they are. And so at 18, I found my teacher. She took me under her wing and she taught me to develop my psychic abilities and to become a holistic healer. And it's just grown and grown. I mean, another thing that comes to mind now is when I was working in a coffee shop and I was just gazing out in the shopping mall and I'm watching all the people and I was like, wow, everyone's glowing. Everyone has this golden orb, this beautiful auric sheath and light around them. And it became more and more. It's never ending, the way in which I can see and hear and feel beyond this dimension. But when that happened, I wanted to double check that my eyes were okay. So I went to an optometrist and he said, I have 20/20 vision. So I felt comforted. And then I went to a psychic chiropractor and he said, Natalie, you're seeing auras, you're seeing energies, you're psychic. This is natural for you. Just surrender, allow what is. And it's that advice that's truly allowed the process to open and expand wider and wider. Yeah, it's incredible.
I wanted to ask, how do you think children are naturally attuned to source energy? Because sometimes I think as we get more and more into our lives, we lose connection oftentimes to ourselves, so much so today. And I think when we're children, we're more open in many ways to the universe.
When we're born into this world, we're so conscious. We're still in God. We know we're God. We know we're truth, light, universe, source. I really resonate with the word God. I'm just using other words because just to make sure everyone understands, when I say the word God, it means source, universe, consciousness. So at that pure young age, we are still in that vibration and we have a mind. And what starts to happen is we start to use the mind to understand how to function and work and explore in this 3D world. And so what happens with the mind is it starts to fill up with mental structures. We start to then have emotions that are activated as the mind develops and creates beliefs. So in the beginning, we're pure. We have a very focused mind. We can just use the mind for what we need to be able to walk, to be able to speak. And then the mind starts to take over because it fills with belief patterns and structures. And then we start to believe that we are the mind. And we believe that we are the character, the personality, and we believe that we are the beliefs. And what happens is the consciousness that we truly are, all that awareness gets focused on the mind. So the mind gets more attention, more energy, and the more energy the mind has, the more it grows and the more beliefs it creates. So it just creates more and more beliefs. And so it's got hundreds of thousands of beliefs. And then we're quite far away from that pure truth, which is God, but it's never gone. It is always there. It's like at the depth of the ocean. That is God. That is consciousness. It's always there. But what happens is we start to live at the surface of the ocean, in the waves, in the beliefs, and we start to feel every feeling and emotion. And what I've noticed is there's like a ping of electrical magnetic charge that happens a lot in the solar plexus, which is directly connected to the ego, to the mind. And we'll have it. Some people might experience this as anxiety, as strong, like a stress or tension, or like a strong energy to make you act. And so it's that pinging, that energy that happens inside that then creates us to react and creates more mental structures. It's like here we are, this beautiful, pure, crystalline being, and then we form layers and layers of the rock around it, and we can disconnect from the truth. And it's so beautiful because this miracle of life is that we lose ourselves because we get caught up in the mind and we believe we're the mind. And then the way back to come back to truth, God, is to come back through the mind, through all those layers, back to the core being that's never been gone. We don't seek God outside of us. It's within us and it's never gone. So it's here in the present moment. And babies and children live so present in the here and now that they are experiencing here and now. And so it's easier to be in that God energy. And I feel like more and more souls are not falling asleep. So they're coming into earth and being conscious, and they're never closing their eyes. They keep their eyes open. They stay aware and they remember always that they are God, that they are consciousness, that they are this beautiful energy having a momentary human experience, and that they can use the mind when they need it, pick it up, put it down, and stay awake. And this is happening. And we have the opportunity, those of us that have fallen asleep, but then we start to have a wake-up process where things become uncomfortable. It's most often we start to have discomforts, like strong emotions like depression or feeling stuck in life. And like our outer reality is just stuck. Like we don't have enough money, or we attract the partners that abuse us or don't help us to shine. And they're all just mirrors of these patterns that are running in the mental layers. And so we start to awaken. We start to realize this is not what I want. There must be something more. These questions are so good when we start to ask, who am I? Where am I observing life from? And that's where we come back into this conscious awake state as the observer.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. And I mentioned earlier that you and I both had defining moments in our lives. For me, I had a traumatic brain injury when I was that same age. And it unearthed something in me that for decades I kept hidden from the world because it made me different and I didn't know how to process it. After that incident, I began to see auras, but I didn't see them necessarily in the same way that you describe, although at times I can see a glow around people. What I would tend to be able to see is to see the field that surrounds not only humans, but animals or even objects. So I would start seeing things related to chakras, such as I would see red, and I know that person was self-aware and courageous and passionate. I would see orange, which is like the sacral chakra, and I would see that right now they're creative or maybe they're brave. I would see yellows and greens and blues. And I thought as a kid, I was losing my mind, to tell you the truth. And I grew up Roman Catholic, so I wasn't spiritually in tune to these types of things. So I just suppressed that I had this ability. And it's interesting, Natalie, because I've found through different periods of my life, the capability comes and goes at times, depending upon how aligned I am with spirituality and mindfulness, things like that. Is that kind of normal?
Yes, it's a beautiful ebb and flow. It because we are truth, we are God, we are universe, and that can never be taken away. So we're never not in the light is us. And it's not that it goes away, it's there. But what happens is our attention, our awareness gets drawn into the mind and the human experience. And so what it feels like is that we've disconnected or that we're not experiencing as deeply or as strongly, like seeing colors or feeling the tingles and the goosebumps and the energies that run through us. There are moments in our life where we feel less, and that's okay. Whatever you are experiencing is meant to be. It's a divine perfection. So never to worry or be concerned. All that needs to happen is to have the awareness of it. So you notice, so I'm not seeing or feeling or experiencing as deeply as I once did. And just by having that realization, something's going to shift and it's going to start to come back, and you're going to experience it in a different way and open up for it to come back deeper. What it is, the awareness. Awareness is meditation. So we can sit and meditate, but we can also eat and meditate. And right now I'm meditating as I talk to you because I am aware of Natalie and the body, and I'm aware of this channel of light that's flowing through and these words that are speaking through. There's a profound awareness here. So the more we expand into the awareness of all that is, the more we just allow what is, and we're okay with sometimes not feeling and experiencing it as deeply as it was before. It's all perfect.
Through the periods of my life when I've been really immersed in my yoga practice and things like that, I find have been the times that I've been able to see the colors most brightly. And when I'm not as in tune to my inner self, I tend to lose the capability, like for a period of time when I think my life got out of balance and I was chasing the wrong things and experiencing burnout and other things. And this kind of leads me back to your early life. There was a book that came out in 1993 that perhaps many of the people in my audience have never heard of. It's called The Celestian Prophecy by James Redfield. And you discovered this when you were in college. So the interesting thing about this book is that in it, it explores this idea that humanity is on the cusp of a major shift in consciousness. And I was hoping you might be able to explain this and how it resonates with your own work.
It feels like more and more people are awakening and remembering truth, the light that they are. And when there is a global, a mass awakening on the earth, frequencies, higher frequencies, more light can penetrate the third dimension. And what this is seen and experienced as is more love. It's a natural, authentic connection to others. people feel less separate and they can genuinely feel the connection to others. And what this book awakened in me was to see and experience beyond this dimension. And it's like when you read something, you can read the words and understand a concept, but there's something different that happens when you understand energetically what you're reading, when something just clicks into place. There might be something that you and I channel today and we share today that someone goes, whoa, I feel mind blown. Like, that's landing. And it changes the way you show up in the world. So recently, like just last week, I was teaching Reiki Masters Holistic Healer. And it is such a deep and powerful course to teach. And when I was teaching, I started vibrating so much light, so much current moving through me. When one of my students was talking, her hands turned transparent. Her energy went violet. It was incredible. And then as I was reading the manual, I've channeled the manual, so I know the manual. It's from my heart. So I'm reading it to make sure, like, we stay on course, because I want to make sure that they receive everything. And also the words, the pages, everything turns into light and energy. And everything starts to turn into fractals, to really turn into energy. And with such a profound experience, a day later after the course had finished, I was so open to the vibration of love that I was sitting on the sofa and I just looked at the wall and there was a spider, and I started crying tears of love because I could feel my heart cracking open for how much love I held for the spider. And how much, it's not, the thought wasn't there. There wasn't a thought of, I love the spider. It's a feeling. So what happens is we can intellectually understand concepts through the mind, and then we can deeply integrate those concepts, energetic understanding in the body, and then we naturally vibrate love and compassion, and we naturally have such an incredible gratitude and appreciation for the miracle of life. There's no mind there. There's no thought of, oh, I need to wake up and think, what am I grateful for? You wake up and you naturally have this overflowing energy of, oh, I'm awake for another day on this planet. Wow. And you are just grateful for everything, the whole experience. And the way to get to this state where there's less and less mind is to observe the mind. So to observe what patterns, what programs are running within your system. And some of them are dark, some of them are intense, and they bring up a lot of emotion. For me, the way that I've gotten to the space of where I can truly sit throughout a day and do things throughout my day, and I'm so at peace within because there's hardly any mind there. Like, sometimes the mind is just going, and now we're eating. Now it's like a little commentary, but it's hardly there. And it's not all the time, because sometimes it gets very involved and I feel strong emotion and energy. But the way that brought me to this space was I used to feel sad, very sad. And I didn't know if it was like being such an empath and sensitive and feeling the weight of the world. And so it was a bit of that. And it was a bit of that I was carrying sadness inside of me. And I resisted it. It was such, and it felt like a void, like a black hole inside of me. And I didn't want to go there. I wanted to get to happiness and just be happy. And so I would get to happiness and be happy. I didn't feel sadness every day. It was just sometimes. But when I felt it, I could really just lie and cry. And so the way to deep healing and wholeness is through the feeling. So I decided to embrace sadness and I sat with it and I said, sadness, you've clearly got something to teach me and I'm no longer going to run away. And I sat with it and I felt it, and it was like a whole day of just writing and feeling and being, and something happened, something so profound that at first it became heavier and stronger, and I felt the blackness take over me, and I felt it in my body. It felt like pins and needles, and I felt scary. And then I heard this deep voice from inside. You are coming home, my child. Come home. Come back to truth. It's safe. Go through the darkness. Walk through the tunnel. You are being held in it. And I just felt held and loved, and it got deeper and stronger. And then I broke through. And it was past lives. It was past life energy, and it was ancestral energy, and it was beliefs that I'd held in this life. It was so much. It was layered. And the liberation and the light that I started to feel afterwards felt so comforting and so good. And then I realized, oh, I've been trying to chase happiness, and that is an illusion as well. That's not a truth. It's not about trying to be happy or avoid the sadness. It's about being with whatever is and being okay with whatever is and giving permission for whatever shows up. And from that moment onwards, I felt so content with life. I can be in a chaotic situation, something what one would normally say is awful happening. And I just know there's a sense deep inside that this is a divine, this God's creation is so perfect that there is no wrong. Everything is exactly how it's meant to be. It's so comfortable to be with whatever is.
Thank you for sharing that. And it goes right into a follow-on question that came to me. In the Celestian Prophecy, the book also talks a lot about energy, how we give it and receive it. And you were just talking about some of that energy. Why do conflicts arise when people try to control it?
Conflict arises deep within the solar plexus chakra, so the connected with the stomach, with it, like there's a fiery energy there. It's the element of fire, and one can hold opinions and really believe in their opinion, and it's their identity, it's who they are. And so when one comes into contact with someone else who holds a different opinion, it creates such a trigger. They feel like it's poking at them and who they are and what they believe. And you can physically feel it. Sometimes it'll create like acid reflux or like problems with your bowels or in your stomach. And it feels so strong, and it feels like you're being attacked. And so when you feel like you're being attacked, what do you want to do? And naturally you want to defend yourself. And energetically what happens here is there's a cord that is created, an energy cord from the solar plexus. So from your solar plexus to their solar plexus, and it's a power struggle cord. And so every time you think about them and you think about the situation, you get agitated and you get angry, and you like those fiery emotions start to well up, and that cord like starts to send energy to them. And so then you feel depleted. You might notice that one moment you have a lot of energy, and then one moment you feel very drained. And that's a sign that there's a power cord that's connected with you too. So they'll have a moment where they feel elated, or they've got a lot of energy because they've got your energy. And then they'll have moments where they feel depleted. These cords are unhealthy cords because they're connecting you mentally. You'll notice the mind will keep going back to think about them in the situation. And so as an energy healer, one of the things that we do is, and you can do this yourself, it's a practice that anyone can do. You can ask Archangel Michael he's a beautiful blue archangel who works to protect, clear energies and heal. And he has a golden sword, and you can ask him to come in and cut that cord so that you are released from that pattern and that attachment. Because what's actually happened here is you've created a belief, an attachment to an opinion, and you believe it's so strong. So it actually helps you to release that opinion, that belief, and it helps you to release that situation and that person. And it will help to open your mind so that you're able to be more comfortable with an understanding that it's okay for them to have their opinion and for you to have your opinion. And it's all just energy. When we're having an interaction with a person, and say we have a lovely interaction, say we have a conversation, oh, even if I start to talk about it, I can feel tingles from the top of my head and goosebumps through my body. When we have a positive conversation with someone that is about something inspiring, we feel really good. What it does is it raises your frequency and you can feel it. And then when we have a good confrontation, something that's challenging and it triggers us, it can lower our frequency because it can drain our energy out and it can cause us to go out of balance in our chakras and our energy. But this is okay. It's just pointing and showing us, there's something to learn here. There's something that we can grow from. And just being aware of how you're feeling, how you are energetically. So the other day, someone said to me, oh, Natalie, you sense and you feel so much, because I was telling them how I can eat something and I can feel where it affects the brain. White chocolate, I really can't eat it. It affects the brain so much in the front. And it's such an interesting feeling. Because of that sensitivity of being able to know exactly what food does to the body and what crystals do. If I hold a crystal, I can feel it. So I'm very sensitive to all of life and the energies. And so someone said to me, oh, well, how do you go grocery shopping? And my answer was, well, I don't really go. My beautiful husband does most of the grocery shopping. But if I do go grocery shopping, I enjoy it because I am grounded. And so I'm grounded. And when you're grounded, it means you're very present in yourself, which means that you are at the highest frequency of your being. And it means you are naturally protected because you are in this beautiful frequency. And so I don't go out there and pick up on everyone's energy and read their auras. I only do that when I'm in session with someone. And so it's having the awareness of the self helps you to create these beautiful rituals and ways of protecting yourself. So when you are interacting from the level of the soul, the mind, you're a separate being having a human experience, then you can use tools like asking Archangel Michael to wrap his wings around you and protect you. Or you can visualize yourself in a blue ball of protection so that you feel safe. And when you go out there, you don't pick up other energies. But the outer world, it's not an unsafe place, because that which enters into your aura is always meant for you. And that which doesn't was never meant for you. So put your protection around you. Go out there and enjoy life. And then if things that are not part of your learning experience, they'll bounce off your blue ball of light back into the cosmos, turning into energy. And you'll never have the lesson or growth from it because it's not meant for you. And then that which comes through, you'll feel it, you'll sense it, and then have the curiosity to go, what is that? What am I feeling in my body? Like, our soul consciousness is communicating through our body all of the time. Don't be scared of it. Like, the more you expand, so the less and less mental activity there is, the more light can be in your body, which is the expansion. And then you'll start to have really interesting experiences. Like, some people say, oh, they're having tinnitus. I'm like, well, wait, let's not label it. You're hearing different frequencies. And so we can hear things beyond this dimension. Or it might be that you get headaches. And instead of going, this is a problem, we've got to fix it, how about having a curiosity and going, there's something in my head that's communicating. I'm going to bring awareness to it and just notice what I sense. And each one of us has the answers within us. We are God, we are truth, so we have all the answers within us. It's just a matter of coming back into the stillness to receive that wisdom and use the body as the greatest tool that it is. Every time it feels pain, pleasure, sensation, vibration, instead of judging it for what it is or labeling it, just be curious. And there's energy, a lot of energy in this one area. I'm just going to breathe and be in the space. And that is where you get a deeper and deeper connection to the truth of you. It's the portal is through the body. It's one of the greatest portals, because the more and more you go within, the less and less you're going without. And within is where God consciousness is vibrating moment by moment. And the body only exists in the present moment. So what does it do? It brings you into the here and the now.
So I think that is a great lead-in to where I wanted to start taking this discussion, and that is into our soul's purpose. So over the past year, I've been trying to get gradually more and more experts in spirituality on the show, and I've had Rebecca Rosen, Amy Lee McCree, Dr. Lisa Miller, who studies the science of spirituality, and Susan Groh. And one thing that they've all brought up, and it's interesting, I also recently interviewed Sam Wilkinson, who's a doctor and professor at the Yale Medical School. And when I was talking to Sam, he has really been studying evolution and how life is a test. And it resonated with something that the other people I mentioned brought up, which is that they are convinced, as they are talking to angels and people's past lives, that what we are doing here on Earth, they call Earth School. And that when we're here, it's really a journey of our soul's purpose. Do you resonate with that Earth School metaphor?
Yes, and there's different answers coming in here. So it depends at the level at which the question is asked. So I'm going to answer on the different levels. So at the level as the separate individual, as the soul that's having a separate experience, yes, I do sense and feel that this is a magnificent Earth School where we get to experience through our senses and where we can find a deep purpose, which is a soul desire. It wells up from deep inside us. It's this feeling of, whoa, I just sense and feel like this is what I need to do here on this earth, and this is what I need to share and experience. It can't be anything else. It has to be this. And as we like evolve and experience, we have like tests or different experiences that cause a contraction. So that cause us to, in the contraction is where there could be like a challenge or like a strong learning, or it helps us to really come and look at what's going on with inside us. And then always a contraction is followed by an expansion. So there'll be this like feeling of, whoa, I've got even more self-realization, and I feel more connected to my soul, and I can bring more of my soul essence to this earth. So I do, at the level of the separate soul, feel like this is the way in which we learn and grow, and the earth really gives us a good foundation for it. And then at the level of God, which is truth, wholeness, I feel that because it's all that is oneness, and there's no thing or no one, it's just nothing. It's already whole and full, so there's no need to do and push and create, and there's no mind in that space. And so from that space, there's a wonderful sense of, I am already fulfilling my soul purpose just by existing, just by being. And by being, it means being conscious, being God, being awake and alive in this human body, moment by moment.
Thank you for sharing that. And a friend of mine recently gifted me this book. It's called The Human Story by Dr. Roger B. Lane. And as I was preparing for our interview, I was reading it and a couple things struck out. And I was going to ask you a couple questions about them. So along these lines, he writes, "We are shown what our true purpose is. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't abstracted or obscured. Because of our collective karma, we may not have understood it, just as a child may not understand a parent's love when it does, in fact, exist. We have also learned that in order for a soul to complete its karmic journeys and return home to the Lord, God, it needs to be able to hold the frequency of the soul realm, and we know that souls can only vibrate in the inner worlds at the same frequency at which it could while in the body, so that there needs to be the opportunity while in the body to vibrate at the frequency of the soul realm." As you hear those words, how do you interpret that?
Well, there's a strong yes energy that's flowing down, and this is it. At some point in our life, and it might be this lifetime or another lifetime, we're all gonna fully come into the wholeness of our highest of frequencies and be fully awake while we're here on earth. And so what it feels like is our true purpose is to come home to God and then to vibrate from that truth here in a body. And we all have the opportunity now, in this moment. It is not something in the future. The mind sometimes tells us, oh, well, we need to do this and this, and then we'll find enlightenment, or then we'll be home with God. And that's not true. It doesn't exist in the future, because the future is a mind-made construct. It exists in the here. We have the potential to come home to God in every waking moment. And so when we realize that, we immediately, the light of our soul, we vibrates higher in our body, and we start to release and clear karma. So what karma is, it's cause and effect. It's not good or bad. It's just there was a thought and an emotion which created a magnetic electric energy wave. And then there was an effect and an experience that landed in the reality. And we have these waves that are from previous lifetimes or from this lifetime, especially if we've been living in and had a habit of it, it'll be a strong karmic wave. And so the light of consciousness, the light of our soul is so powerful that it dissolves those karmic waves, dissolving those mental patterns and habits so that we don't have them. That baggage, that heaviness that we've been carrying around, it's released, and we feel so much lighter. And then it's never ending. There's no goal to get to. The only thing is to be aware and alive in the present moment. So there's no goal. You don't need to get to a goal where you're completely liberated. All that needs to happen, all that is to be aware moment by moment. So you're aware, and the more aware you are, the more light of God is conscious, and the less mental patterns, the less karma. And then from that beautiful space, you are the light, you are the high frequency, and you start to notice that there's less karma because there's less mind, there's less thoughts, and it actually stops the wheel. You're like, whoa, I'm God here, present in a body. This is incredible. And when you start to have that, don't wait until you die. Don't wait until the moments before you die. You can do it here. You can do it now. And you'll be vibrating highest of frequencies. And then it might be that you don't come back to more lifetimes on this planet. It might be that your next experiences are in higher dimensions, higher frequencies. You might choose your next experience as an angel or a guide or a being of light. Or it might be that you completely, there's no longer any more thought, no more mental energy at all. And then you are completely back in God, in the oneness.
Well, I mean, that really speaks to what he writes later on in the book. He says, we have come to learn that part two of the grand experiment is in place now, and that souls can now, once established in the soul realm, also known as eternal life, progress through the many realms or frequencies above it, up to and including the HU realm, the first manifestation of God while in the body. This is the reason the path is named the path of soul transcendence. The soul can rise above the level of being home in the soul realm and can transcend itself, know more of itself while in the body. I think that's what you were just describing.
It's exactly this. Knowing the self, first you go through the veil, which is the beautiful, incredible mind. How powerful this incredible mind. The mind creates and keeps creating. And so it's created like a veil so we can be fully here. And then we realize, wait, there's more. And so then we start to see the veil and we see the patterns of the mind. And then we break through that veil and we come back to the full consciousness. And this can happen while we're in the body. And It's these realms, these different realms in which we can expand into are here. We can actually experience them. The body can handle a lot of light. We can experience seeing beyond this dimension. We can all see energy, light, colors, auras. Like the other day, I was just sitting and just staring into space, doing nothing, not thinking, and the whole room to like luminous, I would say, ultraviolet light. And then it just went into nothing. And we're only limited by the beliefs. And the less the beliefs of that mind veil, the more we crack and break through them, the more we can experience being the fullness of God, which is unlimited here in the body. And we can, the other day, Spirit said to me, it's not, nothing's by mistake that as we get older, many of us, our eyesight is we need to hold the page further away from us. And one of the signs and symbols and messages from that is that we're being guided to look further, to see from further perspective. Open the mind, look around, and our ears change. All of our senses change as we get older. And so it's all divine perfection, because we can hold vibration in the cells. And sometimes it can be felt as like pins and needles, and it's incredible. So these frequencies and these dimensions, they don't exist outside, far away. They exist here, and they're available to us.
So Natalie, thank you for going into that. And this kind of leads me to a core part of the discussion I wanted to get into. Prior to us starting the interview, I told you that I believe that there is an existential crisis of meaning for so many people around the world. It's not just in Western civilization, it's happening everywhere. And meaning or mattering is really this feeling that our existence is significant and impactful. And what I believe is that part of our struggle right now with meaning that is causing so many people to feel helpless, the loneliness epidemic, people who are broken, who are lost, a lot of the selfishness that I see people engaged in is really rooted in a disconnection from their spiritual selves. And if that is the case, what are your thoughts on how we can start healing this huge divide?
So the disconnection from the self, it happens when the person believes that they are the character, the personality, they believe they're the mind. So when the person believes they're the mind, then they believe they're separate. And it's scary, because it means, and the way in which the ego, the mind runs, is that I'm separate, I have to protect myself. And you're out there and you could harm me. And as more and more of that energy runs in them, it feels like it like tightens the natural flow of the universe that runs through all of us. And so instead of a beautiful flowing waterfall of energy that you feel alive and you feel God running through you, there's like a trickle of the light, and they actually have forgotten how beautiful and light they are. And it brings a lot of love into my heart and a lot of compassion for all of those that are lost from their truth. And every night I light a candle and I just say love, love in all the hearts of all people, so that they can reconnect to the truth of what they are, because we are all that one God consciousness. And so this disconnect that's happened, that's causing people to view others as separate and then lash out at them or sending low frequency energies out, it's also the gateway back home. So isn't this interesting? It's through the duality, we come back to unity. There's unity, God. And then within God, there's the mind. So anything that's separate is mind made. And the way to come back home to God is to come to realize, oh, wow, hold on. I'm not the mind. And to have that realization immediately retracts awareness from the mind. What's happening if you believe that you're the mind and you're the character, you're feeding energy to that, and you keep creating from that level and you keep sending out those vibrations? Then when you have this realization, that I'm not the mind. You just need to have it once and already the magic starts to happen. You start to retract awareness, energy from the mind, and you bring awareness back to the body, back to the heart, back to the present moment, which is back to the oneness, back to unity. It's such an incredible world. We've got such huge polar opposites happening in our world right now. We've got huge divides, people that are so opinionated and believe in it, and they don't want to hear another person's opinion. And that's perfect. It's divine perfection. It's needed. Because when we have these polarities, we can awaken to the polarity. If we don't see the polarity, we can't awaken, because there's nothing to compare it to. Because we'll just stay asleep believing that we are the person. I'm Natalie, I'm a healer, this is what I do. I wake up every morning, I eat, I work, I do that. And that's what we believe. But then when we awaken and we go something more, that's where we see the polarity and we go, okay. And we start to feel, it's through those dualities where we start to feel both polar opposites. So you sit in happiness and you sit in sadness, you sit in bliss and you sit in the void. And you go into all these different polar forces and energies and beliefs, and there you come back into unity, into oneness. So this is our gateway back. It's by accepting what is, noticing what is, and then by being aware and consciously choosing to come back to unity, to come back to the present moment where God is.
Thank you again for sharing that, Natalie. I wanted to go a little bit deeper into your practice of how you share this light. As I understand it, between the time you were 18 and about 33, you went on a journey of learning everything that you could so that you could be prepared when the time came to start being a teacher. And I guess along this path, you encountered several people who told you that you hadn't experienced enough of life yet to be the teacher that you were called to be. So I understand now that you can channel, I think it's 120 angelic beings of light. And some people who might be listening to this who think spirituality is wacky may be thinking, how in the heck can that be true? So what I wanted to ask you, so maybe you can make this real for a listener, is what is this process of channeling like for you? And how do these angelic beings come to you? And then how do you maintain clarity and trust in the messages that you receive from them?
Beautiful question. I am clairvoyant, so I can see. With my eyes closed, I'll see an image, an energy, a light, and I'll also see words or numbers. With my eyes open, I actually see flashes of light, and it's incredible. Then hearing, I'll hear frequency changes. So it'll go high and also like lower, and then hear through my own mind words. And it's not the way in which I would speak. It's coming from this angelic realm. It's very loving. It's very profound. The wisdom that comes through, I'm just like, wow, my mind feels blown with the wisdoms that the angels bring through. And then I feel, for example, if I'm working with someone one-on-one online and I've just met them for the very first time and we just start talking and I'm like, whoa, I can feel a pain in the right hip. Something happened to you when you were 11 years old, connected to your father. And I'll get more information and I'll be able to tell them like that. Like the evidence, and they're just like, whoa, how did you know this? And so that's one of the ways for those that aren't used to this. It's the evidence that comes through. It's like, how do I connect with you and know things about you? And we've never spoken. Like, that's a powerful evidence. And so the angels, like, I will connect with your angels and your soul and deeply understand your journey. And what happens as I share what I'm picking up in your life is there'll be emotion. You'll either have an emotional reaction or you'll start to feel something inside. It's just mind-blowing. People are like, wow. And it's good. We need to blow the mind. Blow it out so there's more soul here. And with the angels, for me, it's been natural. So I feel like at the moment of birth, I've gone back to my birth and I remember going, don't leave me, don't leave me. And I could feel the angels going, we'll be with you every moment of every time and place and space that you are on Earth. And I've always just naturally felt them with me. And sometimes they'll leave a feather, or I have crazy things that happen. So I went up for a walk and I sat on the bench. And I said to my mother who had passed away, I said, if you're here, make yourself known. A butterfly appeared on the bench and then it flew. And no jokes, it flew around and went into my inner eye, went into my third eye, hit me here between my brow. And then flew away. And I was like, oh, wow, she's here. I can feel her. It did it again. It flew. This is the second time. And I'm just like, whoa. And then the third time it came around and it just flew off the top of my head. And then it came and sat on the bench. And I was able to sit and speak to my grandmother and receive her support. So spirits who have passed communicate with me, and I love how they come in with their personality, and so they share a bit about themselves when they were on Earth. They'll share some sort of like something that just them and the person that's alive that I'm communicating it to knows, and that's also like the evidence. There's evidence that can help you to know that it is someone that you love that's passed away, and it's a bit harder to have the evidence with the angels, but it's more about that I'll connect with your soul and be able to understand you as what you're experiencing here on Earth.
And Natalie, I guess the follow-up to that would be, for someone who's listening or watching this, how can they strengthen their connection to their guides and also trust the guidance that they're receiving?
Here are a few ways. One is, create space in your life. If you're always busy doing, then life is cluttered with that energy of doing and thinking. There's no space to receive. The thing is, the angels are always here and they're always available to communicate. So you can ask them for a sign. You can say, give me a sign that you're here, and then give space. So make sure you have moments where you're doing nothing, where you're just sitting on the sofa or being out in nature and just being. And then notice, you might see numbers like 1111, or you might hear a song on the radio. It might be the next person that sends you a message. It's like the angels channeled a message through them, and it's exactly the answer to the question you've been asking. You can also journal, so you can write in your journal, dear my guardian angel, please, can you give me a message today? And then you just write, it's automatic, it just flows through you. And it's always loving and it's warm and it's wise. So you'll know the difference of when you're writing from your mind and when you've expanded consciousness and you're connecting to higher frequency angels. And another way to connect with them is through meditation. Actually, I have a few meditations that raise your frequency. And then I think one of them actually is where you can be in this beautiful space where you connect with the angels. You'll see them in your own way. You'll feel them. So the thing is to let go of expectation, because that can cause a block, because then you're going, I want to see you or feel you in the way that I believe that you should show up. But that's not giving the space. So the space means that you say, I am ready and I'm open. Even if you have a bit of, oh, I don't know if I'm fully open. That's okay. Just saying it and going, okay, and here we are. And that will then bring them closer, and they will show themselves to you in their beautiful way.
And for someone who hasn't experienced Reiki before, it's something that I've done a couple times, and it's a unique experience I have found. How do you describe this process to someone who's never done it before? During the process, what are you trying to do for the person that you're working with?
If it's just Reiki in itself, Rei means universal and Ki means energy. So it's a powerful current of universal energy and light that moves through, and you can send it across space and time. I can send it to everyone right now, and also then have a person here with me and lay my hands on them or in their aura. What I also do is I channel. Reiki is where that current of light moves through, and it's as simple as that. It knows what to do, and it knows how to balance the energy centers and release blockages. Then with my channeling gift, I am able to see, okay, you're holding a belief pattern in the throat chakra. There's a feeling and a belief that you don't deserve, or that, and there's something from your ancestors of scarcity, or you have to work hard in life in order to earn money, things like this, and I'll see it. And so then I'll work with Reiki and energy to pull that energy out and bring in high frequency light into that space, so that pattern's no longer running in the system. I'll meet a person exactly where they are. Wherever they are on the journey, skeptics are welcome, because I like to work with the mind, and the mind is something we can all talk about or think about. And then I like to work with the universal energy, which is the oneness. So Reiki is that light, and it's a surrender for me to have my mind not in the way. My mind is more of the observer, as this incredible light channels through me to you, and you get to receive in the way that you're ready to receive.
And before the show, you told me that for the audience, you could perform Reiki for them. So I was going to invite you to do that.
Wonderful. Yes. So I invite you now to close your eyes and get a bit comfortable. Maybe you want to roll your shoulders up and back to open up your chest, open up your heart. Become aware of your natural breath. Notice that without thinking, there is this beautiful energy, the air, the breath that moves into your body and out from your body. Every in-breath bringing light inside of you. Every out-breath landing deeper and deeper into this present moment. So just following the breath, you are landing in the here and the now. Become aware of how you feel in your body. Notice any areas in your body that feel tight or might be holding a bit of tension or excess energy. Just observe, just noticing. No thought needs to happen, just awareness. And then notice other parts of your body which feel really good. Just notice them. Becoming more and more aware of this beautiful body that you, the soul, are in. And now I channel the highest frequency light to you, staying aware of your body, noticing what you sense and feel in your body as you receive this universal energy, noticing where in your body it's moving to and what it's doing, what it's creating. Maybe there's a sense of release and relief. Maybe there's some emotion or thought that comes up. Just observe. You may see something through your inner eye. You may have a memory or see a color, light or dark. Just observing, and I'm sending one last beautiful ray of energy and light to you. Soak it all up. And so it is. You have received deeply in the way in which you are open and ready to receive today. Take a deep breath into your belly. And as you breathe out, send the breath down your legs to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Stretch your feet and your legs. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, stretch through your fingers, your hands, your arms, and notice how you're feeling now. There's something different. That is the power of Reiki. So enjoy integrating and landing back, and then opening your eyes and noticing the space around you.
Natalie, what a beautiful way to end the interview today. If listeners or viewers want to know more about you and your work, where's the best place for them to go?
There's three places that I really connect deeply. I have my YouTube channel is Natalie Namaste Healer, and I channel a lot of meditations and light there. My Instagram is Natalie Namaste with an underscore at the end. A lot of tools and support there. And then on my website, natalienamaste.com, and you can email me from there. I am fully booked for one-on-ones at the moment, but do email me and I'll put you on the waiting list, and just email me so we can be connected. Natalie@natalienamaste.com is my email.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a real pleasure having you.
Such an honor. Namaste.
Thank you. That wraps up today's powerful conversation with Natalie Namaste, a deep dive into the power of healing, intentional living, and aligning with your soul's purpose. If this episode resonated with you, take a moment to reflect. Are you honoring your journey and listening to the intuitive wisdom within you? True transformation begins when we embrace our worth and take intentional steps toward living in alignment with our deepest truths. If you found value in today's conversation, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and review. It helps fuel the mission of Passion Struck and ensures we continue bringing you thought-provoking discussions like this one. And if someone in your life could benefit from this episode, share it with them, because a single conversation can spark a lifetime of change. For all the resources we discussed, including Natalie's workshops and upcoming events, visit the show notes at passionstruck.com. Be sure to watch the video version of this episode on YouTube and explore exclusive offers from our sponsors at passionstruck.com/deals. Supporting them helps us continue delivering impactful content. Before we go, if today's discussion inspired you and you believe it could benefit your organization, team, or community, visit johnrmiles.com/speaking to learn more about how we can ignite intentional change together. Coming up next, I'm sitting down with Dr. Samuel Wilkinson, Yale professor and author of the book Purpose, What Evolution and Human Nature Imply About the Meaning of Our Existence. And in this discussion, we go over why for generations we've been told that evolution suggests that life has no deeper meaning, that we're simply the result of molecular accidents. But Dr. Wilkinson challenges this assumption, weaving together insights from science, philosophy, and human behavior to argue that evolution may, in fact, reveal an overarching purpose to our existence. We're unpacking these insights and more in this episode, so make sure you subscribe and be ready for another transformative conversation.
We have become disconnected from real human interaction, which is for most people the source of the deepest sense of meaning and purpose. We were created for in-person interaction, and there's been overemphasis on the individual for the last 50 years in Western society that has, I think, paradoxically led us to more suffering.
And remember, the fee for the show is simple. If you found value today, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And most importantly, take what you've learned and put it into action. Because knowledge alone doesn't create change, but action does. Until next time, live life passion struck.